Oh, that the last day of February. Can you believe it? The 28th of February, Friday morning it is. Good morning to you. It's just gone 6 o'clock. And wherever you are on God's earth, on this spinning rock, love to greet you in the precious name of our Lord, our King, our Savior, our Redeemer. Lochani, Molweni, Saubona, Tubela, Dumelang, Macheloni, Avuti. Goeiemôre. Dis so 'n voorreg om hierdie nuwe dag saam met jou aan die voete van die Here te kan begin. En Pomana, bless your heart. Thank you so much. My brother working quietly in the background, handling the technical side of life. Thank you, Mpo. I salute and thank the Lord for your life. And to you, my brother, my sister, that tuned in to Radio Pulpit this morning. I want to take you to God's Word and share a story with you. And of course, there's a reason that I'm sharing this story with you. In the early hours of this morning, I asked the Lord, Lord, what is it that you want me to share? And of course, when you wake up in the morning, you hit the ground running. That's just the way Africa is. You hit the ground running, but I said to the Lord, Lord, unless you tell me, how will I know? And God led me in His Word to a battle that was taking place in the Old Testament. A battle that God said should take place. And in that battle, certain instructions were given. It was a battle with the Amalekite king, or Amalekite king, Agag. Maybe it rings a bell. Maybe you remember that story. And that story is there for a purpose because it teaches you and I a certain life's lesson. And I don't know why the Lord had laid it on my heart. Maybe the Lord is speaking to me. Maybe the Lord will be speaking to your heart this morning. But we have the story of this Amalekite king and people who do not know the Lord, who had shunned God, who had shunned the Israelites, the Hebrew nation. And yet in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 15, we find this story where Saul was supposed to fight this guy and destroy everything. Yes, you heard me right. Destroy everything. Everything that belonged to Agag. And here we have King Saul, who chose to keep the Amalekite king Agag alive and took the plunder from the battle rather than destroying everything as God has commanded. Next in this story, you see the prophet Samuel that confronts him. And Samuel says something that shakes Saul to his boots. And Saul tried to defend himself. He says, I did obey the Lord. I did obey the Lord. I went on this mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and I brought back Agag, their king. It's the soldiers who took the sheep and the cattle for the plunder. The best of what was devoted to the Lord. Why are you like this? I mean, they took the best of the cattle and the sheep in order to sacrifice them to the Lord, your God, at Gilgal. And Samuel answers King Saul in this way, in 1 Samuel 15:22. Samuel says the following. He says, does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. In Word for Today, the story has been told of a mother who says to her son, "It's time to get up, go to school." And he replied, "I'm not going to school today, Mom." And his mother said, "Why not?" He says, "Well, because the kids hate me and the teachers criticize me. Why should I go to school and put up with all that?" And his mother replied, "Because you're the principal. You're the principal." It's a calling on his life, and you need to obey no matter the battles that you have to go and fight. But you need to obey. Why is obedience better than sacrifice? If you study the scriptures, Samuel's response for rebellion is like the sin of divination. Rebellion is like the sin of divination. And arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Arrogance. "I'll do it my way. I'm not going to do it the way that God says. I'm going to do it my way. Yeah, I destroyed everything. But Agag is still there." Arrogance is like evil of idolatry. And Samuel says to Saul, "Because you have rejected the word of the Lord." You know what gets to me? It's a chapter in Saul's life, a chapter in Samuel's life, where everything's gone terribly, terribly wrong. It's almost like Lot's wife. All she did was just looked back. Just that one action changed everything. It changed her into a pillar of salt. Just that one action, not obeying the Lord. And these words comes out of Samuel's mouth. "The Lord has rejected you as king." Saul's disobedience, an act of rebellion, iniquity, sin, idolatry. And if you listen to Saul's confession, he said, "I have sinned. I have violated the Lord's command and your instruction." And then he starts the blame game. "Because I was afraid of the men, and so I gave in to them." I was afraid of the men. Saul, the commander of the armies of Israel, was afraid of these guys. And so Saul admitted that his sacrifice was a transgression, a sin. He admit that it was against God's command. Why? Seeking the approval of men, seeking the approval of people. And if we have to put it all together, if you read this whole story in its context and in its completeness, you'll see that there's reasons why obedience to God is better than making sacrifices of offering to Him. Because disobedience is an act of rebellion. We see that a lot with kids. No wonder God calls us His children, because sometimes we're so rebellious. Disobedience is sin. Has the God of heaven and earth given you an instruction? "Don't do this, do that. I want you, here's the instruction." And you're disobeying, and you know for a long time you've been disobeying. You see, disobedience is a form of idolatry, says the Bible. Disobedience disrespects God's word. Disobedience is based on looking good to people rather than God. How are you doing with it this morning? You're at the end of February. In our human attempts, we try so hard to look good in serving God. There's this temptation to perform certain religious duties rather than truly obey God. You might as well say even good activities, huh? Giving money. Just look at Facebook. Look at social media. People love nowadays to take pictures of themselves giving to charity, giving to the poor. Look what I've done. The Bible says the right hand should not know what the left hand is doing. In the secret, you should do these things. Giving is always in the secret. Praying, fasting, giving, those things we do in secret. Even the good activities, attending church, praying in public. Did you know these things is not as important to God as obeying His commandments? Jesus criticized the teachers of His time for similar practices. In Matthew 6, go and read about it. I've just mentioned it, those three religious activities, fasting, public prayer, giving to those in need. And often people do that to look good in front of other people rather than to honor God. You see, in 1 Samuel 15, the problem is not the offerings, but the disobedient of God's commandments and the desire for the approval of people rather than the approval of God. And we all battle with that. Ek wil so graag goed lyk voor die mense. Ek wil so graag goed lyk voor die mense. And I do believe that the message that the Lord has laid on my heart this morning is that obedience is better than sacrifice. There's nothing that brings, listen, by the grace of God, the Lord has blessed me with a son and a daughter. And the thing that gave me the most pleasure in life was when I gave them an instruction and they obey me. Ons het daar maar gehoorsame kinders, né? As a father, it's a wonderful feeling to know you raised your kids well. They're not rebellious. When you give them instructions, they obey. And so the word of the Lord is full of instruction to obey God. In Acts 5:29, Peter and the apostles answer, we must obey God rather than men. Jy weet as die Here jou instruksie gegee het vanoggend. I don't know who this message is for, but you know that you know that you know the Holy Spirit, that still and quiet voice that has given you instruction. Isaiah 1:19, if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you are willing and obedient, are you willing? You're willing this morning as you listen to this radio broadcast, Lord, forgive me. No more blaming. I will do as you say, Lord. The Lord says in John 14:15, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. Proverbs 13:13, easy to remember. He who scorns instruction will pay for it. But he who respects a command is rewarded. I mean, Proverbs, the book of wisdom. The cleverest man who ever lived on the face of this planet, King Solomon said, whoever gives heed to instruction prospers, and blessed is he who trusts in the Lord. Proverbs 16:20. The Lord says, Isaiah 1:18, it's one of my all-time favorite scriptures. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. A God, the God of heaven and earth, the God of Israel, the God of radio pulpit, the God of our Bible, that says, come to me, let us reason together. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are as red as crimson, they shall be like wool. If you are willing and obedient. you will eat the best from the land. But that scripture continues. You see, every coin has got a flip side. But if you resist and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. We love the nice, woolly, warm promises of the Lord. But if you resist and rebel, the mouth of the living God has spoken. 1 John 5 and verse 3 says, this is love for God, to obey His commandments. And His commands are not burdensome. Ek en jy het die woord van die Here. En wanneer die Here ons 'n opdrag gee, om gehoorsaam te wees, om te gaan doen, to go and do what the Lord has instructed you to do. Even in raising our children, to raise them as God-fearing children, raise them according to the blueprint for family life, God's word, Colossians 3:20, children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord. Does our children know those scriptures exist? Have you sat down with your child and showed him Colossians 3:20? It's not difficult to understand. Ephesians 6 verse 1 to 3, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and your mother. We live in a rebellious age, an age of idolatry, an age of self-worship, arrogance, pride. The Bible says in the last days it will be like this. But John 14:23, Jesus himself said, if anybody loves me, and that's how you search your own heart. Do you really love the Lord Jesus Christ? Do you love your Redeemer, Messiah Yeshua? The Bible says, he or she will obey my teachings. There's a thin veneer of acceptance in this country. We struggle with racism, we struggle with greed, we struggle with so much in this country. If only we want to turn back. Every Friday we have what we call God sightings. We give you an opportunity to tell the world, where did you see the hand of God? Few are willing to stand up and say, the living God is well and alive in my life. I obey His instructions, therefore He blesses me. This is what the Lord has done for me. On Mondays, we give you an opportunity, we give you a platform, we give you a mic and say, what would your message be to South Africa? Few seize that opportunity. Few. John 14:21, whoever has my commandments and obey them, he is the one who loves me. If you love the Lord, you will obey him. And so you know this morning what the Lord has instructed you to do. Maybe you're unemployed. Maybe you've been retrenched. Brandpunt this morning is all about retrenchment and what to do next. Not to fall into self-pity and saying, I have bitterness in my heart now because I've been retrenched. I know of a lot of people that has lost their jobs in these last couple of months. What is it? Almost 30% of people unemployed in this country? And even for that, there is instruction on what to do next. If you only will obey and follow the instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ, there is a place in the sun for you. Yes, for you. If only you will obey. If only you will do as the word of the Lord instructs you on raising your kids, on doing marriage, on serving one another. Johan Els was speaking about leader, servant leaders, and It's this and that weekend that trains people how to be leaders and servant leaders. But the Bible speaks about a bond servant, a Christ who was willing to wash even the feet of Judas, the very one who sold him out. That we don't like, if only we will obey. As ons net bereid is om die minste te wees, but pride and arrogance, want ek is meer liever die handeklap van mense as wat ek is vir die instructies van die Here. I want to take away the music in the background and just pray with you this morning. Father God, Lord, you that hear and see, you have given us the ability, Lord, en sal u wat vir ons oë gegee het nie self sien nie. Will you, Lord, who has given us ears, not hear yourself, Lord? That we are a sin-seeped nation, Lord. And that we struggle with rebellious and idolatrous hearts. Father, forgive us for not heeding your instruction. For not obeying your word. I ask that you bring us back to that place, Lord. On this Friday morning, the 28th of February, where I say not unto man, not unto my family and those around me, but to you, the living God, the omniscient, unseen, all-powerful, majestic God, here I am, Lord. I choose to obey you. Fresh and anew from this day forth. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, my sister, for allowing me to speak into your life.